Let me ask you a question. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, with that question, it can come to mind of what are you doing here in the world, or what are you doing here at Mass? And I think that's an important question to ask. Sometimes we just get into the rhythm of things, and it's just something we do. But it's important to know what we're doing. It's important to know what we're doing, where we're heading. Because if you know where you're headed, then you look for the source that keeps you going, as well as you're willing to endure the storms and the troubles that go along the way. Now, let me ask you another question. How many people were here last week at this Mass? If you can raise your hands. The reason why I ask is good to know your audience, because I'm going to tell a story that I told in the other Masses. So I went on a hiking trip with 12 other men about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I went on this hiking trip, and it was we were raising money for foster care kids, who age out of foster care. And so we're raising awareness and raising money for this. And so we're going on this hike. And so we left. We left on a Wednesday. I thought we were leaving in the morning. We actually left at night. And we drove through the night. And then we got to the mountain, Buenas Vista, Colorado. And we're going to try to summit Mount Harvard and Mount Columbia. So we start our day, we have our 50-pound packs, and we need to hike up to about 9,000, 10,000 feet. And we need to get there to kind of do our base camp, and then we'll go from there, or stay there. Well, when we get there, we start hiking about 20 minutes, and it starts raining. Not only that, it starts hailing a little bit too. And so, we're prepared for this, we put on our ponchos and like this. But it did that the whole day. It did that the whole day. And I look around at the other guys, and we are miserable. And, okay, so we get up to about 9,000-10,000 feet. We put our camp up. And the next 2 days, it rains. It rains, and then it hails, right? For some reason, I guess up that high, it always has to hail just a little bit. And, you know, it's a little bummer on the trip, but the main thing was that, okay, it's not about myself, it's not about us, it's about getting up this mountain. Also, it's about the mission. It's about the mission to raise awareness for these kids. And so, it's about Sunday. It's the last day we're here, and it's the last chance we're able to summit Mount Harvard. So it's a sunny day. We leave at 5 in the morning, and we start hiking up. The interesting thing is that throughout those rainy days, we hike just a little bit. So I've kind of saw where we're going. The thing about this day is what I thought was Mount Harvard was not Mount Harvard. Mount Harvard was past that. So this is my first time climbing 14,000 feet. And so, you know, we get up there and we climb over these boulder fields, and then we see over and we have to go more. During these times, I find it interesting doing these strenuous activities is that left on my own, I think I would have quit. Left on my own, I would have rested a lot longer. Left on my own, I would have just gave up. But with these other men, there is no giving up together. You don't even think about it. You just keep on going forward, kind of taking the next step forward. And you find what drives you. You stop looking at, okay, I got to get to the mountain. And you start looking at, I just need to take one step ahead of me. Sometimes just one step ahead of me. I just need to get over this hill. and we'll think about the rest later. In this journey, it helps to know what our focus is, because it gives you the drive to go through the sacrifices, go through the pains. In the end, we all get up to the mountain, the mountaintop, and it's the most beautiful view I've seen. You're up about, Mount Harvard is about 14,420 feet, and it was a clear sky. And you can just see all the other 14ers, all the other mountains around. I have this beautiful panorama that I took. And the thing is from that high up, you could actually see our campsite. You could see where we came from. You can see more clearly. It's at the summit that you can see things much more clearly than when you're kind of going down from it. The thing in the scriptures is that it's at the summit or at mountains that we encounter God. There's many stories in the Bible that it's the mountain where you encounter God. There's Mount Sinai, where Moses goes up the mountain and he gets the Ten Commandments and establishes this covenant with God. Is Mount Carmel, where Elijah today, who wants to die, he's fed for the 40-day journey so that he can get to this mountain to, in the end, show that it's God alone, not these false prophets of Baal. It's Mount Tabor, where the transfiguration happened this last Friday we celebrated, where Jesus is transfigured into his glorious form before us to give us hope for the journey. Is the Mount of Olives that Jesus is praying to God before the crucifixion, and ultimately at Mount Calvary, where the crucifixion of God is. The church teaches that there is one source and summit of our faith. The source and summit of our faith is the Eucharist. The Eucharist is Jesus. We don't need to hike up a high mountain to get to the summit. But really, the summit is brought before us here at the Mass. It's the summit because everything should come into the Mass when you come here. You bring everything from your week, the sacrifices, the struggles, your joys, your successes, you bring it to the Mass. And then when you receive Christ, everything should flow out of it. Now that you're nurtured with Christ himself, the source of your life, really the source of where we're going, is to be in communion with God. Now you take that back out into the world. That is why the church says this is the source and summit of our faith. It's because through the scriptures, we're fed with the words of Christ. And then through not only the words, but now, the sacrament itself is Jesus present with you. It's the source of life. From this summit, we recalibrate our vision of our lives. We can see much clearer, kind of like at the top of the summit of the mountain. You can see the whole landscape. Things are put into perspective. In some ways, we no longer see as men see, but now is to see as God sees it. To do what we can, to let go, and then receive the grace of God. That is why the church calls the Eucharist the source and summit of our faith. And in the gospel today and last week, and not next week because we actually have a solemnity, is the chapter 6 of John, which talks about the Eucharist. First, in the first chapter of chapter 6 of John, is the feeding of the 5,000. that whatever you give to Christ, no matter how small, just a few fish, some loaves, that he'll be able to multiply it. Whatever we give to him, that's what we come to the church for. We give to him whatever the sacrifice of our lives, conform it to his sacrifice, so that it becomes our daily bread, becomes the source of our life. And then he tells the people are fed, and then they come back to him. So he goes away and he prays, but the people come after him because they've been fed by Christ and they want more. And so they ask him, where can we get this? Show us a sign. Our ancestors were fed with manna in the desert. Now what can you give us? Jesus says that manna in the desert, those are the people, they ate that manna and they died. But what bread of life he's going to give us, we will never die. That bread, he says, is his very body, his flesh. And actually the word to eat, he says, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood to have life within you. The very word itself is translated. It's a more descriptive word to eat. It actually means to gnaw, like to gnaw on my flesh, to chew on my flesh. So there's kind of, even in the words, there's no confusion about, is he really means eat my flesh? The thing is that Jesus is what the Jewish people were looking for this whole time. He was what they were looking for this whole time. The Passover in the Old Testament, where the angel of death passes over the house because the lamb they sacrifice, the blood. That is the new Passover. Jesus is the Lamb of God now. The man in the desert, the 40 years in the desert that fed them day to day, is really the example of our lives, the pilgrimage of our life. That now Jesus feeds us every day with his body. The main thing is that Jesus wants us to be with him. And what you eat is what you become. And so we bring our sins to Christ so that we can be more like him. That is what the Eucharist is there for, is to nurture and sustain our souls. Every desire you have in your heart will be fulfilled. The longing that you wish for, the confusion of the world, you will see more clearly. If we surrender and believe that Christ is truly here before us. This is an important part of the teaching of the church. That's why it says the source and summit. In next week's gospel, which will not be read because of the assumption, people say in the scriptures, they murmur again and say, this teaching is too hard. This is too hard. How can we eat your flesh? How can we drink your blood? The law of Leviticus says that you should not drink any else's blood. The thing is believing that Jesus is not just a prophet or another human, but that he is God. That he is God. But that takes faith. That takes faith. That's why Jesus doesn't pull people back and say, actually, you know what? I think you misunderstood me. Let me clarify that for you. He let them go. And then he asked his disciples, because he knew they were questioning the same thing. He says, will you go as well? In Peter, the rock of the church says, you have the words of eternal life. You are the Son of God. Where else would we go? So it's in letting go of the sense of seeing as we see, and now to see with the eyes of faith, to listen with the ears of discernment of what God is calling us to. And we practice that every single week, every single day. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, where he says, eat my flesh and drink my blood, if we don't believe that, ask. If you have the yearning to have the understanding, ask God to open your eyes. Ask him, I want to believe. Help my unbelief. For it's in this belief that we have the source and summit of our faith. Amen.